Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time, and hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes and Stitcher Radio and TuneIn and Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, as well as my Blog Talk Radio community. And those who will be joining me in the chat room, I hope you are having a great start to your week. I hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy Kwanzaa, as well as a Happy Hanukkah. I hope you just had a very enjoyable holiday. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has over 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get-organized. Well, tonight, this is actually the last show for 2016. And so tonight I am going to be sharing with you just a few life organizing tips, because I know a lot of you are still in that holiday frame of mind. I know I am, but I wanted to come to you and just kind of give you a few things just to kind of help you on your journey to living an organized life. And of course, I'm going to be giving you also some additional tips in Taylor's Tip Time, as well as my app suggestion, my product suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion for this week. And those of you who follow me via Facebook or you are follow me via Google Plus, I posted a question out there, as well as those of you in the chat room. The question tonight is, and it has to do with life organizing, because a lot of you, I know you travel this holiday season. So when you travel, do you unpack your suitcase? When do you unpack your suitcase? Do you unpack it like when you come home, or do you unpack it maybe a few days later? I'm just curious to see how people incorporate that into their plan, because I know as somebody who just got returned home, I would say a couple of hours ago, I'm going to share with you just how I do that. It's part of just how I live. I can't go for so long to actually unpack my suitcase, so I'm going to share how I incorporate it in it. And I just want to thank Carla R. Jenkins, who is just tweeted about us and who is listening to us. So I just want to thank you, Carla R. Jenkins. So just moving right along with our topic this evening, on life organizing, and I went out there on Google and I did a little research, and this is the top three areas. Okay, I'm going to share that. I'm just seeing some of the comments in the chat room, so I'm going to be sharing those comments, and thank you so much for responding to my podcast question of the week. And so I went out there on Google and I just research the top areas that people feel cluttered. Number one was mental. Number two was the workspace. And, of course, number three is the closet. Now, last week we talked about the desk and the workspace. But this evening we're going to talk more about life organizing. And as I shared with some of you, the day after Thanksgiving, which is traditionally Black Friday and people go out and shop, I decided to stay home and do some decluttering because I felt like I needed to get rid of a lot of things, specifically in my office, that were no longer useful to me and were no longer a necessary resource for the direction I'm taking the business. But also just before I left for my Christmas holiday, I actually really wanted to start just getting rid of some things, and I started looking at things throughout my home, which is why I wanted to just share with you just a few tips that can kind of carry you into the new year to let go of some stuff, because I'm working with a lot of clients days leading up to the new year of people who want to get rid of stuff. So just some things to, first of all, for your mental clutter, because I know a lot of you have a lot of ideas and things going on. And so your first thing you want to do is you want to write things down and try not to remember a lot of things. You want to use, whether you use an old-fashioned pen and paper or you use technology, that will help you to really just let go and get rid of the clutter. And plus also it will help you develop a plan and a strategy. It could be for a new project, whether it's in your business or on the job, but it also could be part of just organizing your thoughts for a project at home as well. So always write things down and don't try to remember them. In regards to just some things that we can really need to let go of, let's let go of the holiday cards from 2015, 2014, 2013, and I think you kind of get rid of that clutter. You don't really need to need it. Now, I understand that a lot of times we receive cards and they're sentimental. They mean a lot. I mean, I still have a lot of the cards that my mother gave me because right now, emotionally, even though it's been a few years since she's passed away, I'm not ready to let go of them. But those other cards, every year, once I get a new set of cards, the year, like for example, my 2015 Christmas cards that I received, yes, let's see, I'm reading the question. I'm talking to you. I am talking about the Christmas cards. I'm talking about the ones that you receive, that we get, whether it's Christmas cards, whether it's birthday cards. Those of us are a little older, like me, I'm in my 50s. So I had to really decide, do I want to keep all these cards from all of these years? Granted, they're wonderful cards, but you have to get to a place, and depending on how much space you have, if you only have a small, whether you have a studio or one bedroom, do you want to have those items in your space, taking up valuable real estate so you can actually store items that you use? But also, because we are in the Christmas season now, or your holiday season, however you celebrate, it's time to get rid of the items we don't use. As you begin to take things down, really think of the items that you used and also the ones that just kind of continue to stay in the box year after year because you keep, I made a good investment, but I'm not ready to use them. Maybe I'll use them next year. Maybe it's time. Maybe this is the year where you just decide I am going to actually let go of them. Of course, now that, you know, we've begun the exchange of the gifts and you have new things, consider donating things that you no longer need. I know one of the organizations here in the city of Philadelphia is looking for things for coats, something simple. It's coats. And a lot of times that's one of the things that we get during the holiday season is a coat. And we may have a coat in our closet that we don't use that often. So consider donating those items, especially those items that will help people during the winter months, your hats, your scarves, your gloves, all of those items. Those are some items you can get rid of. And, of course, as you move into the new year, let the drawers in our lives, do we need to keep shoving things and just making more junk drawers and just kind of focusing on one and establishing a system for it? And I think the best way to conquer a junk drawer is, number one, designate what the purpose of the drawer will be. Maybe it's in the kitchen. It'll just be used for your small utensils. Maybe it's in an office. It'll just be used to hold your pens and your office supplies. Maybe it's in your craft room, and it'll just be used for those tools you need for your craft. So when you designate, just like closets and other spaces and rooms, designate a specific purpose and only organize things in the drawer that are related to that purpose. So I think that we've got about 5 days left, well, maybe about, so you can really tackle at least one drawer. Try it and let me know. Also, remove everything out of your house that can be recycled. So, again, the holiday season, we've got boxes, and this is one of the things I'm going to suggest to all of you listening. If you actually received or put together an item, and it may be, for example, a desk or some type of toy or something, or an entertainment center, and it came in a box, but now that you put it together, it cannot fit back in that box, let's recycle the box. Now, what I would suggest doing is, of course, if you want, cutting out the barcode, taking a picture of the barcode, so you'll have that information, but let's get rid of the box. Because what I've seen is, so excited in the moment, they put the item together, throw the box in the attic, in the basement, and it just stays there until you do like a spring cleaning or a fall cleaning. And, of course, you want to limit the number of tote bags you will keep, because sometimes with all these tote bags, we actually have so many that it is time for us to downsize. And think about it. Because of the way I shop, I usually normally need at least two for when I do grocery shopping. So I have two. And then I like a smaller one sometimes for when I just do my errands. You know, I might go to, pick up my mail from, my business mail. So I like something. And then I may pick up a few items here and there. So I like to have an extra one. So that's three bags. But really think about how many bags. Now, because of the size of your family and the shopping you do, you may need a little bit more. But let's try to limit those things. So those are just a few things. So one, limit the number of bags. Remove all the recycled things out of your house. We've just celebrated the holidays, and one of my Toss It Tuesday tips, and I'll just share it, I'm going to repeat it again later, is let's get rid of all the empty boxes. We've opened up the gifts. We've taken things out of the bags. We've unwrapped things. Let's get all of that stuff out. Work on one drawer at a time and give it a purpose. And just really think about donating things, getting rid of stuff, donating stuff as well, and getting rid of things we don't need, like cards. Do you really need the cards that somebody gave you from 1990? It may have a beautiful note in it. You want to save that card, but you don't have to save all the cards. So those are some ways just to kind of get some stuff out of your home and out of your life. Organizing is your time. So in regards to time, just develop a system, whether you use a system, a paper-based system, or whether you use a calendar. So you can use Google Calendar, but a lot of times all of our tools and technology, we have access to a calendar, so helping you keep track of your time and also helping you balance your time. Because one of the things I do is I try to put my calendar is color-coded. So therefore, I really try to make sure there's yellow in my calendar every week, because yellow represents Janet. Green, which represents, because I know a lot of you out there are consultants, so green represents the money that I'm generating every week. So I make sure that there's so many little green color slots in my calendar, so that kind of helps me stay on top of things as well. And then, of course, you can just kind of color it so many different ways. If you need to do networking, or if you need to spend time in the office doing administrative things, you can really color code, because that helps me identify the activity, but also it helps me plan. Because if I know that I'm going to be in the office all day, then those are days I can take phone calls. Sometimes people may want to interview me. Sometimes I need to do a coaching session with a client. So that helps me better manage my time, so I feel more in control of my time and it's not in control of me. Also, making sure that you have a system for your tasks, your notes, your projects, etc. Because that's another area that sometimes we can get a little overwhelmed. We know what we need to do. We write it maybe on a scrap of paper. Then if that paper gets misplaced, we get a little, you know, just frantic. So I would suggest moving into the new year, thinking of a system that works for you. Looking at all the different systems. We have all these wonderful tools. We've got tablets. We've got laptops. We've got smartphones. Seeing what you already have, but also looking at, and asking people what they use and how is it effective to them. And ask people in your industry what works for them as well. I use Evernote. That works for me. But I also, because sometimes I get these ideas, and I just want to jot them down, but I also make sure that once I put them in Evernote, I have a system in place. And a big thing to ensure that you do not clutter your time is saying no. So in the new year, which is key, is making sure, one, you have a system on how you organize your time. So before you say yes to something, open up, you tell people, I'm going to check my calendar and I'll get back to you. You're not being rude. Actually, you are one. The saying is, when you say no to others, you're saying yes to yourself, but you're also being considerate, because you don't want to say yes to something and then all of a sudden you really cannot do it because of obligations with clients and with work and even with family, and maybe you're going to school and then you cannot fulfill your obligation to them. So it's always good to just, before you say yes, say, I need to check my schedule first before I commit to this. And even if at this point in time in your life you have to say no, then just say no. No is a complete sentence. No is a complete sentence. Because I took, it's been a while, and I just kind of shut down a little bit from Friday afternoon until this morning. And it really felt good just to be able to just take myself away. So sometimes, even though we don't really have anything specific scheduled, but we need to take a little bit of time for ourselves just to regroup, because, you know, we're moving into a new year and we've got all these wonderful ideas and these projects, and these projects could be work-related and personal-related, but you need that moment and time. So think about that as well. When you are scheduling time in your calendar for work and business and school and family, make sure, one, you schedule time for yourself, but also schedule time for your planning as well, so you can continue to do all the things you want to do and creating things. And then the last area I wanted to talk about in regards to time, because we talked about just a little bit of mental in regards to the time, just making sure you write things down, but making sure you also say no so you don't feel overwhelmed with everything. But just creating systems within your home. The paperwork, you want to toss the junk mail. You want to definitely create either a digital filing system in the cloud or a paper-based one. So, and your cloud system can be just as similar to your paper-based. You basically would have maybe medical, household information, maybe work-related information, and you just would upload those documents. And then the same with your paper base. You would just have file folders. But you know, make sure you weed out not only in the cloud but also in the physical. So at least once a year as you get prepared for your taxes, make sure you just go through and make sure all the information is current. You need the information. There's no duplicate, just whatever you use. And you may want to use a little bit of both. You may want to keep things in the cloud but still have some things physical. Or some people just go completely in the cloud. But you go at your own pace and what you feel comfortable with. Receipts. You want to make sure you, if you don't keep a physical copy, you want to scan them. But now that we're moving into the tax season, you definitely want to organize them and put them in an envelope or file folder. Depending on what type of expenses you need to keep track of, maybe you want to create a spreadsheet. And you also want to make sure that you schedule time, even if it's just once a month, to keep track of those receipts. And depending on the amount, you may be able to go 2 months, but at least try to keep track of it monthly so you're not spending time and feeling overwhelmed because you're doing either 6 months or a year's worth of receipts and trying to organize publications and resources. If you need to keep the information, of course use a magazine file or magazine box, but I always suggest to people that you consider getting a digital copy so that you can reduce the amount of information you have to keep in your home and in your space. Your electronic accessories, we have tons of them. Because we've got the cords and we've got adapters, and so making sure you have, whether you designate a drawer for those and, you know, clearly label them, or making sure that you have a container and you use them. For example, I use the once the roll of toilet paper, that little roll, I put my wires in there and actually keep them in there, and I label them. So that helps me a lot as well. And then, of course, you know, just making sure that everything is current in there as well, because sometimes we no longer we update our phones, we update our tablets, so making sure you have all the current information there as well. And then the home stuff. You want to create a space for items you want to keep, making sure that you can find them the first time you look for it. It could be something just like your shoes, your keys, all that information as well. So, but those are, let's see, okay, somebody posted a question. I have a question. How do you do a digital declutter? When you mention digital magazines, you can buy more power packs and thumb drives. And how do you do digital declutter? Well, basically, I would suggest with a digital declutter, because I recently did that while I was away for a few days, I went in my Dropbox, and I basically just started deleting things that I no longer needed. And they were things from 2011, old images that I know I will never use again, because I have a new look for my business. So that's what I did. And then also on my thumb drive, I just kind of took a category at a time, because sometimes you have all those different folders, categories, and I really started going through and getting rid of things. Now, one of the things that my team, yes, delete things out of the Dropbox and Google Drive. Now, one of the things that my, and I'll share with these, one of the things that my team shared with me, because I've got Dropbox and the Google Drive, is that I designate one for 2017, and I use the other for my archive. So it'll make it easier for me to, actually the entire team, to find information, so that we will have just one cloud-based system for everything that's current. And then in 2017, 2017, moving into 2018, those items that are older in archive will go in. So that's just kind of something because I have the Dropbox and I have the Google Drive, and so we were just trying. At one point, I was going to divide, put certain type of documents in Google Drive and certain type of Dropbox, and they said, this is how we would like everything set up, and it makes sense. So I have a similar folders in both, but one will just be for everything archived. So one will just be for 2016 and earlier, and then one will be just all for current stuff, and I think it'll make us more effective and efficient. But, yes, just – and even if you designate a day, it could be the 26th of the month, the 15th of the month, just to kind of go through and just delete those files. So I hope that helps you as well. So I am going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back with the Taylor's Tip time, and I toss a Tuesday tip. So I will be back shortly. And thank you so much for joining me on the last show for 2016.
Janet Taylor is fabulous. I once heard an interview by Patty Stanger, the Millionaire Matchmaker star, and she talked about how when she sees people, she just sees energy between them. And when I think about Janet Taylor, it reminds me of Patty, because Janet goes into a space and she sees the energy in the space and how to make things work better. Different people have different gifts in life, and this is Janet. She's just amazing. I worked with her about 10 years ago, and she is one of the most remarkable people that has ever been in my office. She just knows what has to get done. Some people have that gift, and Janet has it.
That is a wonderful Krista Barr, and I thank you so much, Krista, for that wonderful testimony. Well, our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of their choice and a 30-day free trial membership. And all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. And you can choose from over 180,000 audio programs. And you can download the title for free, and you can start listening. Again, go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. And my audiobook selection for this week is Organizing for Life, Declutter Your Mind to Declutter Your World. And it's by Sandra Felt. And it goes beyond the how-tos of cleaning and looks right at the heart of messiness so permanent change can take place. And you'll learn why things are out of control so you can get them back in order and keep them that way. So again, that book is Organizing Your Life, Declutter Your Mind to Declutter Your World by Sandra Felton. And, of course, you just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. So moving right along with the Taylor's Tip time, and this is just to maintain some order in your life, and these are just some things you can do on a regular basis to help you maintain order. Number one, always open your mail by the wastebasket and toss all the junk mail. Number two, you want to schedule time weekly to plan your meal, and I believe in that, and I really work hard to do that because it helps you no matter what your week is like. It could be very busy or even it could be less hectic, but you will always guarantee that you will at least give your body the nutrients it needs. Because sometimes when we, you know, out there working, doing things in the community, we get so focused. But at least when we plan our meals, we will always know that we're taking care of our bodies. Also, make sure you scan time. You spend time weekly, either scanning, uploading files and documents. And this is also probably a good time if you want. If you are uploading, for example, when I receive my new insurance document. The other certificate is outdated. So therefore, I can delete that. So that might be something you want to do as well. You also want to set aside time weekly to plan for the next week. So maybe on a Friday, on a Saturday, or even a Sunday, whatever works for you, you want to sit down and plan your week. And when I say plan your week, what will you be doing Monday through Friday, and not only professionally but personally, because this will help you decide, one, what you need to wear throughout the week. Maybe, you know, you have a schedule where sometimes you can actually sit down and eat a good lunch, but then there's times you'll be, you know, moving around, so therefore you'll need to take some healthy snacks, or you may have to go to several different appointments and meetings, so you want to make sure you have all that information. But by sitting down and planning, you'll know how to plan for that. I always and always tell you that you want to clear your workspace, your project area, at the end of your day. So when you've done working on that project, when you're done working on in that home office or that office, you want to clear your space. You want to gather all the things related to the project, so that when you walk in the next day or the next time in that space, you're more focused on what you have to do and you're not focused on the clutter and trying to clean up and trying to organize things so you can start working. So again, my Taylor's Tip times to maintain order in your life is over mail by wastebasket. Schedule time weekly to plan your meals. Schedule time weekly to just scan, upload, file documents. Set aside time weekly to plan for your week and clear your project area or your desk at the end of the day so when you return, you can focus on your to-do list and not the pile stacked in front of you. Well, I want to share with you, for those of you who don't know, I have a Facebook group, and it's called Get My Life Totally Organized group, and it was created for people who wanted continuing support for their organizing project, because I know a lot of you are out there, you know what you're doing a great job because I see what you're posting out there on social media, but sometimes you just wanted that little support, not only from a group, but also from a group leader, and basically it's a private Facebook group where you post questions and you share your progress so you get that support. You have monthly calls with me, which is scheduled every month, where I answer questions, but I also have a focus for each month in regards to how everyone in that group can live a more organized life. And, of course, I jump on and do live streams. Sometimes I do them really each week just to motivate the women and men to get rid of something. And, of course, I, you know, ask them to post the picture, or even if they don't post the picture, just tell me what you're getting rid of. But I also do it sometimes because there are questions that are posted in there, and I do respond to all of the questions, but sometimes I just want to jump on and really give a little bit more detail because I don't want to, you know, have to type a paragraph when I can just get on and just provide you with a solution. So, and again, it is my Get My Life Totally Organized group, and it's $7 a month, but I allow everyone to try it for a month to see if it works, if it's a fit, for just $1, and that's it. And I feel that, you know, you need to think about giving yourself the gift of organization. So if you want to get organized in 2017, so allow me to be your partner on that journey. So go to my website at janetmcl.com, and you click the link that says the Get My Life Totally Organized group. And there's complete details, and you can just jump on and just, you know, begin your journey to living that organized life. Well, I want to thank you for your tweets, your emails, your posts on Facebook. Thank you for just following me via social media. Of course, thank you for watching it via Periscope. I haven't done any. I'll probably do something maybe for the new year, before the new year, so hopefully I will. This weekend, I just wanted to come just take some time and just relax. And then, of course, I want to thank all of you on my Blog Talk Radio for following me as well. Today is Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday. And this week, I just want you to get rid of all of the boxes and the bags and the bows and the wrapping paper from all the wonderful things that you probably received over the holiday. Just get rid of that stuff. And, of course, if you put together something and it doesn't fit back in the box, get rid of it. So that's my Toss a Tuesday tip. Just get rid of the holiday, you know, boxes and bags, et cetera. So now let's move on to my app suggestion. My app suggestion for this week is 24Me. It is a smart personal assistant with a calendar, a to-do, and notes built in united. Again, app 24. My product suggestion is a modern goal desk blotter. And I love this because when your desk sometimes is also the kitchen counter or maybe even your dashboard, these weekly planner and to-do lists are will help you stay focused on not only things you have to do in the office, but also things you have to do at home as well. And then my repurpose suggestion is taking an old metal tray with some chalk paint, and you can use it to post either weekly menus. You can use it to post notes for yourself, but it's just a great way to repurpose something that you probably may already have, or you can probably go to a flea market or a thrift store and get it and just kind of, you know, make it uniquely yours, but also it will help you to really kind of stay focused on the things you need to do in your home, your office, as well as your life. And with all of my suggestions, my app suggestions, my product, and my repurpose suggestion, all you have to do is go to my Pinterest page and go to my board. Apps that will help you stay organized, products that will help you stay organized, and my repurpose boards as well. So be sure to check me out, and I'm Janet M. Taylor on Pinterest. Well, my motivational quote for this week is, no excuses, get ready, get motivated, change your life. Near the end of the year, so I know a lot of you out there, you actually have been wanting to get organized for maybe a while. So now is the time to figure out what you need to do. You may need to get some support. You know, join the Get My Life Totally Organized group and be accountable to somebody else. But you're going to have to change. You're going to have to change, maybe reduce the number of magazines you get, you receive, you subscribe to. Discipline yourself to, okay, I'm not going to allow the mail to pile and pile and pile. I'm going to tackle it. I'm going to open it. When you take shoes out the closet, putting them back in. So those are some things that you are going to have to do. No excuses. Get ready, motivated, change your life. So I just wanted to also respond to the question. And I threw it out there because, you know, I just returned home, and it is habit for me when I return home to actually unpack. And I see by looking at what someone else posted, I unpack as soon as I arrive home. I get all of the dirty clothes into the hamper, and that's what I do. I unpack everything because I do not want to wake up tomorrow morning because I have to be focused. I have to be focused, and I have to change gears now that I've spent a few days enjoying the holidays and spending time with family and relaxing and just doing nothing. I got to change gears now. I have to get myself together and travel to a client out of town. And make sure that all of their things are ready so that they are organized and on track before the new year. But when I come home, it's freeing for me to just come home and just unpack because now that's one less thing on my to-do list. And I thank you, Miss Phenomena, I can't speak this evening, for sharing how you do that So, of course, I would like to hear from more of you. And also, you know, feel free to put it on my Facebook page or my Twitter page, of course, or my Google Plus page as well. So next week, we are going to be talking about how to organize ourselves to live life. Because a lot of times we focus on trying to get the closet organized, the basement and the garage. But what about our life so we can live it to the fullest? So we have RJ Hodges, who will be returning. He is an author, he's a speaker, he's a coach, and he's going to truly share with us how we can get organized to live life. Then, of course, we have the second Monday in January is always Clean Off Your Desk Day, and we're going to have Felicia Wallace Benton return and share with us some strategies on how we can do that, how we can clear clutter off of our desk, but also, you know, make our workspaces a little bit more effective and efficient. And, of course, January is Get Organized Month, so I've got some wonderful things I'll be bringing to you as well. And I will be returning to the Philadelphia Home Show, and I will be there, and I'm just pulling out my schedule right now because there's been a few changes to that schedule. And I will be there on January 13th at 4 p.m., then January 14th at 3 p.m., January 15th at 4 p.m., and January 20th at 3 p.m. And I'll be talking about organizing your space, organizing your life. So you can go to phillyhomeshows.com. I am hoping to be able to maybe give, you know, a few of you out there some tickets. So I'm just waiting to receive them, but as soon as I do, I'm going to see who I can actually get some tickets to, and I would love to see you in the audience. And it is a wonderful show because it allows you to see all of the stuff, all of the new things, the products for your home, not just organizing. There's going to be a lot of people there. They're going to have some wonderful organizing products, but also just some new gadgets for the kitchen. Like, we really need that stuff, but sometimes we do. Sometimes we need to get rid of the old and make room for the new. So I want to truly thank all of you for listening, not only tonight, but throughout the year, and for your continued support. I want you to continue to enjoy the holiday season. And I want to wish all of you out there a very happy, happy new year. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. I want you to have an organized week, and please go to my website at janetmtaylor.com for more information, resources. Make sure you're signed up to my mailing list because, you know, we're going to do some exciting things in 2017. And, again, I thank you. I appreciate all of you. I wish you nothing but the best in New Year. So, again, have a happy New Year.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.